Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where we bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game. We love helping you be equipped to create success for your business today. And if you've just tuned in, we love the first Monday of the month. What can I tell you? The first Monday of the month is when we get our breakthrough savvy sales tip from Don Cooper. And you know, he continues to keep bringing us his sales expertise and teach us the fine art of sales for our businesses. He's taught us so many great aspects of effective sales processes, and I encourage you to go back and listen to some of them, because today he's going to teach us the 7 secrets of super listening. Hey, Don, how are you?
Great, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. I always love Mondays. You know, people ask me on Twitter all the time, they're like, why are you so cheerful on Mondays? I said, well, I don't know about you, but I set my Mondays up to be a win for me. I put all the things I love to do on Monday.
Nice.
That's a great strategy. Talk about manifesting, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So why is it important for us to listen in sales? I understand you're going to teach us some really savvy secrets today. And you've done such an awesome job of showing us the different aspects of the sales process. Would you say this is the piece that most people probably could use the bigger part of their help on?
Absolutely. Most people think they're good listeners. The reality is most people suck, because most people are too busy trying to talk to listen. Yet in sales, listening is arguably the most critical skill there is, because every prospect wants to feel heard, wants to feel understood. They don't want to feel ignored. They don't want to feel shunted aside. They don't want to feel like you're trying to sell them something. They're looking to buy something. They need your help in acquiring it. You cannot possibly help them effectively if you don't really know what they want, need, fear, and so on. And the only way to get that is by listening. The challenge is most of us don't listen effectively. So I want to share 7 secrets that will help you become a better listener. Number 1, focus. Block everything else out. Really hone in on the other person and what they're saying. Now, this strategy, like several, you can practice right now during this interview. If you're like most people, and most people are, you're probably multitasking while you're listening to this interview. The problem is when you multitask, you can't do anything very well. And if your mind's on several things, you cannot focus on what the speaker is saying. So put your phone on silent. Try to eliminate all your visual distractions and just really hone in on that other person. Number 2, don't craft your response. Usually when somebody's talking, most of us are spending our time thinking about what we're going to say next. But if we're focused on that, we can't really absorb what they're saying. The challenge is we really want to communicate something, yet it's far more important for our prospect to communicate to us first. So listen attentively. When they're done, you can pause. You can take a moment to gather your thoughts to craft your response when they're done. That's okay. In fact, it makes you look smarter. If you just sit there for a second and look like you're thinking, people think you're thinking. Number 3, listen for tone. The nonverbals can communicate a lot. Listen for whether or not somebody is getting more excited, or if they're getting more fearful. Are they getting more anxious? Is the tone of what they're saying in conflict with the words they're using? The nonverbals can tell you a lot about a person's emotional frame. And people buy emotionally. If people are scared, if they're anxious, they're not going to buy. If they're excited, if they're happy, then they're in a buying mood. Listen for those nonverbal tones. Number four, listen for what's not said. Often we can get caught up in something that we hear that we like, and we start thinking about what's going to happen next. But very often, prospects don't tell us everything, either because they don't know everything to tell us, or there are some things they want to keep hidden from us. Listen for what's not there. When you can uncover something that they've missed, you can bring it up. In some cases, it's because they haven't thought about it, and they need to think about it in order to make a good decision. Or they were withholding it from you, and you bringing it up forces their hand. It's the only way you can get all the information you really need. Number five, don't interrupt. It's one of the behaviors prospects, in fact, everybody, hates most. We don't like being interrupted. Just don't do it. Let them talk. It's okay. You'll have your chance. Be patient. When you simply allow somebody else to speak, you're giving them a gift. You're letting them communicate. It helps them feel more comfortable, more confident, more relaxed. And the more they feel that way, the closer they're getting to buying. Number six, ask the person to repeat what they said. If you missed something, or you're not sure you understood it, or you want to get more details and depth on it, ask them to repeat. Very often, we avoid asking someone to repeat themselves because we're afraid it'll make us look bad, like we weren't listening or we were stupid. The opposite is true. When you ask someone to say that again, the message it communicates to them is that we really want to make sure we understood what they said. So asking them to repeat themselves actually can help them feel more understood, improving the rapport between you and your prospect. And number seven, take notes. I've just given you seven specific tactics. You're not going to remember them all unless you write them down and review them from time to time. The same is true of what your prospect tells you. If they're talking for 5 minutes, half an hour or more, you're not going to remember everything. Take notes, record everything. Taking notes helps you because it gives you a written record, allows you to better retain the information. It also sends a nonverbal message to your prospect that they're important and what they're saying is important enough for you to write down. It also communicates the idea that you're a professional. The people who take notes in their jobs are doctors, lawyers, accountants, professionals. Professionals take notes. When you take notes, you come across as a professional. So use these seven strategies for more effective listening. If you've already forgotten what some of them are, go back and listen again. Remember, you can find this show again on blogtalkradio.com. You can find it through Michelle's website, whoismichelleprice.com. And you can find this interview on my website as well, doncooper.com. The more you listen, the closer you get to the sale. And the more you listen, the stronger your relationships become, not only with your prospects, but with everybody in your life.
So, Don, I would be curious if you would allow me to ask you, because those were fantastic tips. Can you give us a practical example where you've seen someone lose the sale from not using one of those seven things you just taught us?
More times than I can count, because if a salesperson is not listening to me, I'll leave. And I'm sure you've done the same. We've all done the same. Almost everybody's had the experience of a salesperson that was more concerned with simply spewing information at them than listening to what they wanted and needed.
As a consumer, because I think sometimes we can learn from both sides of this, as a consumer, when a salesperson is not listening to you, does it serve us to turn around and walk out, or does it serve us better to say, you know, I'm finding it really interesting that you aren't really listening to me. Do you realize that?
You can certainly try that. I don't bother. I figure if a person's not listening to me, they're not that interested and or they're simply not that good at their job. I'll leave and find somebody else. And a lot of customers are that way. People don't have patience, and people have more choices than ever before. They don't have to put up with a bad salesperson or with a business owner that simply doesn't know how to sell.
Well, I want to thank you so much. You have no idea how much we all look forward to this first Monday. It's our opportunity to get a piece of you.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Thanks, Don.